tell me a little bit about the Girls Matter Walk that is coming up this Sunday, September 15th.
The Girls Matter Walk is a way to empower our young girls in urban communities to love themselves and to let themselves know that they matter. 5 years ago, Mayor Baraka declared September the 16th as Girls Live Love Incorporated Day in the city of Newark. So the Girls Matter Walk falls in line with us having a day on the city of Newark calendar. It allows girls from all over the world, women, men, and boys, they can partake in the walk as well, but it's really geared towards girls, and we just celebrate the power of girls on that day.
Why is the visibility of Black girls important?
Well, as you know, I am a Black girl. I was born and raised in the city of Newark, Newark Housing Authority, where we were deemed poor. We wasn't provided resources and allow opportunities that other girls were allowed. By being raised in a community that didn't have resources, I became a survivor of domestic violence. I am survivor of child sexual abuse, homelessness, gun violence, and a few other things that I have survived over the years growing up in the city of Newark due to the lack of resources. Had I had known that, you know, there were resources out there for girls like Black and brown girls that we could have taken the opportunities to have, I didn't know anything about there was therapists. Like, there were other girls going through the same thing that I was going through. I didn't know anything about homelessness. These things were not talked about in our community, and we definitely didn't have the resources to help girls like me. So that prompted me to start Girls Live Love Life Incorporated to help girls and families just like the families that were in my community that needed the help, but there was no one there to help us.
Tell me about some of the programs that you offer.
Some of the programs that we offer, every year we go to Princeton Blairstown Center for 5 days and four nights. It's a leadership camp. At this camp, it allows us to take girls out of their normal environment and to do things that they never thought that they could do. You know, they go canoeing, they go swimming in the lake, we do night hikes, they do high ropes, and it builds their self-esteem knowing that they can accomplish these things, and now they're doing it and not just looking at other girls do it in movies and on TVs. We have our annual Princess Ball coming up, where black and brown girls get to dress like royalties and they wear tiaras on their head. It's a day for us to celebrate Black and brown girls in our community because they're royalty too. We have our August PJ party, you know, during the holidays. It's held always in December during the holiday time. And the holidays is one of the most stressful times for, you know, families that are at risk. So we want to give these girls a chance to live, love, and laugh, and don't worry about the holidays. We provide them with gifts during that time. We have self-esteem workshops. We have bullying prevention workshops, teaching these girls how not to be a bully, because there was a time in my life when I was a bully because of the things that I were going through turned me into a bully. And people have to realize that people don't wake up being bullies. It's something that you're going through either in somewhere in the community, in your home, that prompt you to be angry and take your frustration out on other people.
Yes, it's like the quote, hurt people hurt people.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I was doing at one time. But now I teach girls how to love on one another.
So how can people support the work you're doing to reach more young ladies and families?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for sponsors, donations. They can go on our website at www.girlslivelovelaugh.org. They can follow us on Facebook, on Instagram. There's many ways that they could contact us. We have email addresses up there. So we is definitely looking for volunteers and funds at this time.
What would you say to your 10-year-old self?
To my 10-year-old self, I would have told myself not to be afraid to speak the truth, not to be afraid to hide the person that you were at that time, that there were other girls suffering just like you, to be able to not be afraid to ask for help, not to silence my voice, not to love myself. There were times I didn't love myself or the person that I was becoming because of some of the things that happened in my life, and I didn't know how to address them or handle them. But for any girl or anyone that's listening, I charge you to use your voice as your weapon. Your voice is very powerful. You're not in this alone. You can overcome any obstacles that you are facing at this. Your current situation is not the final situation in your life.
That's right. It's not the final destination.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to me a little bit about why they call you the youthpreneur?
The youthpreneur, you know how you fill out an application for a job and they tell you that you need 3 to 5 years experience in that field? So I've been working with girls in our community for the last 10 years. So I believe I'm qualified to be called the youthpreneur.
So you mentioned funds and sponsorship. Could you talk a little bit about your gala that you have coming up and the theme of it?
Yes, this year's theme is Our Greater is Coming. We're celebrating 10 years of being a vessel in this community, and it's nothing but the grace of God that allowed us to come to the 10th year anniversary. So we're celebrating men and women that are heroes in our organization that helped us along the way, provided us with resources. They may have sponsored the trip. They may have made donations or in-kind donations. So we're having a Black Tie Gala. The tickets are $75. It will be at the Robert Reed Hotel on October the 5th from 11 to 2. The ticket link is also on our website at www.girlslivelovelife.org.
Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, I just want, everybody to come out this Sunday at Lincoln Park. The walk is starting at 9 o'clock. The event in the festival is free. However, we are asking all participants to bring brand new socks, winter socks, gloves, hats, or scarves for our neighbors without addresses. The winter months are coming up, and we like to provide them with these essential needs that they need to survive these winter cold months that are coming up.
Well, Allison, I want to celebrate you.
Thank you
for the work that you do here in the city of Newark.
Thank you.
Mentorship is so important.
It is.
Having a mentor in my life was integral to me becoming the woman I am today.
Right.
So I'm so grateful for you and the work that you're doing. It's important, it's valued, and reminding Black girls and Black women that they matter is
yes,
also so important. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.